Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Mika Luciano, here, and you're back with another episode of Henny Hookah and the Homies. Grab your Henny, light your hookah, and lock in with your homie. Purr. Now, I know it's been a minute. But wait, before we get into it, I got the hookah lit. Let me go ahead and get my motherfucking drink poured, okay? So, yep. That's how we gonna play that. Go ahead and fill that joint up. You feel me? Like, yeah, let's make that happen. So, we've been missing. We've been MIA. A lot has happened. A lot has fucking happened. Life happened. Inflation happened. You know, a little bit of depression happened. A lot of things went on in this time where I've been missing from the podcast world. However, on the flip side, I did break my hiatus from the music scene. I did recently just drop five new videos. And I've just been trying to get my feedback for my fan base on that aspect. When I started Henny Hookah and the Homies, I was not on social media. I was not you know, putting out any music or anything like that. I was kind of off the grid, and this was my way of just kind of releasing some of the things that I had going on. But I am here. I am back. I am better. I have missed doing this. I hope you guys have missed hearing me, and I just want y'all to keep running the numbers up. Although I haven't been dropping new episodes, I have been monitoring my numbers. And when I tell y'all, y'all are tuning in. Y'all are locking in with your girl. And it makes me feel really good to know that I have some sort of a base here that is following this. And it makes me feel like I'm doing something good for you guys. Yeah, with that said, I decided to quit my job. Now, I'm always the friend when my friends are complaining about their jobs. I'm always the friend to be the first to say, fuck job, period, in that order. I have no emotional or mental attachment to any job out here. The only job that I am committed to wholeheartedly is the one that takes care of my daughter. So that being said, I feel like I served my time at the job that I'm at. It's been fun while I was there, but now it's time for me to move on and really, really prioritize what's important to me. I don't feel like you can be comfortable working a job and chasing your dream at the same time. You're going to have to make some sacrifices, and it's either going to be on one side of the fence or the other. You're either going to sacrifice to save your job, or you're going to sacrifice to chase your dream. You are not going to be able to do both, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles. So I'm spreading my wings and I'm flying. I've done it over and over and over again. There's no shame in my game, and there never will be. But, you know, I was talking with one of the homies that I had invited to the podcast back in April when I was actively stocking up on episodes. And we had talked about scheduling a session to bring them in and sit down and chop it up, and it never happened. And just recently we touched base, and he was just like, you know, what's going on? And I'm just like, you know, I haven't forgotten about us doing the podcast. I actually got a lot of people lined up to do the podcast. I just haven't been in tune. And he was like, you know, it's okay to rest. It's crazy because my last episode with my best friend was basically talking about walking away. That one was a little more on the lines of, this ain't it for me, I'm not going to revisit it. But this conversation basically was like, you know, greatness takes time. And sometime in the meantime, you got to take a little break and do something different just to press the reset button. So yeah, I kind of had to take a break, reevaluate some things, revisit some things, and sort things out. So But I was feeling the pressure of each Wednesday that passed and I didn't have an episode for you guys. I felt that. I didn't like that. And I really wanted to do something about that. But it just wasn't in the cards for me to give y'all anything any sooner than this episode right here. And I'm glad that I waited because we've gotten a new moon and, with me learning a lot about myself. On a deeper scale, I guess you can say doing more shadow work, if you will. I'm starting to realize a lot of things that have been a hindering factor in my elevation and growth. So, kudos to that. You feel me? But yes, I broke my hiatus. I did put out some dope tracks. I'm getting some great feedback from them. It's just working on the marketing and again, the consistency. That is my kryptonite. I cannot, for the life of me, keep a consistent flow on nothing I do except struggling. Struggling seems to be the only thing that seems to be consistent in my life. My wrist froze it. My fit ocean. My kicks oh shit. My skin golden. My blick loaded. I'm lit rolling. My hand poet. My pen post it. My zen noted. I've been promoted. Can't stop us where we going. So my dick hold it. I've been glowing, growing. No folding. Spend it if I want it. Don't count it. Just blow it. Yeah, I'm on a chase to get the money. I broke my hiatus, put out some dope music and some dope feedback, and I'm actually expanding. Some opportunities have fallen in my lap. I recently just did a showcase. It was a great opportunity to be back on the stage for the first time in a very long time, and I got to see a lot about me, where I'm at with things and where I'm trying to get to and what I need to work on. It was just an all-around great opportunity for me. So shout out to that. But yeah, broke the hiatus. I did four singles. I got Vibes, Ho Ass, That Part, Pop My Shit. Pop My Shit been out, but I just recently dropped a visual for that. All of those songs of which have visuals except for Vibes. Vibes hasn't gotten its visual release to the world yet, but it's coming. But all of those are available on all streaming platforms. And dive into that. Check them out. Stream those joints. Add them to your playlist. Whatever the fuck you want to do. Do that shit. Period. We also just dropped a really dope project called Blood of the Shy. It's got a lot of dope artists from the city on there. And it's brought to you by Chocolate Berry and Squale. It's streaming everywhere. So go check that out as well. Been busy. I've been very busy. Yeah, so I just wanted to give y'all a little update on what I've been working on. But we're gonna get this consistency down packed because I really do enjoy doing the podcast. I know y'all love hearing me. Y'all have been showing so much love since I haven't been uploading. My numbers are still going up, so I do fuck with that. Like, thank you so much for that. Like, for real, from the bottom of my heart. Got a lot of dope artists, got a lot of dope guests that want to be a part of the podcast that will be joining soon. So I'm really excited about that. Another thing that was really getting in the way of me podcasting was people being consistent with booking with me as well. Like, I would have sessions scheduled and, people wouldn't show up or wouldn't even communicate that they had something going on. It's like, not everyone is going to take a startup platform seriously until they see that it is circulating the way that it has been circulating. But with podcasts, you can't really gauge how popular it is unless you have a social media platform to attach it to. And in my case, I don't have any activity on Henny Hookah and the Homies social media pages.
Really?
So people don't really take it seriously.
That's tough.
But with respects to that, I am changing the way I am doing things now. So, those that don't take it seriously will just be missing out. And that's just where I'm at with that too. when you got a lot on your plate, life gonna tell you, people gonna tell you, you know, you gotta push yourself to keep going. Try yourself crazy to meet these goals and achievements and deadlines that only you know you have set for yourself. And that's the right thing to say. But sometimes we just don't fucking feel like
it. Fuck all that shit.
Sometimes we just don't fucking feel like it. And I'm here to tell you, that's okay. Stop. Take a break. Put it down, come back to it later. Because if you drive yourself too crazy, you're not going to be here to finish the job. Find your happy place, reground, miss it for a minute. And then when you get back to it, be refreshed and ready to tackle it all over again. Hit the ground running. But no matter what, do what you got to do for you. Not for nobody else. When I started the podcast, it was for me, just me. I just needed to get things off my chest. I needed to be around good energy. I needed my friends. I needed homies to come through and relate to me, because that was therapeutic for me getting through. And then it started to turn into some pressure because I needed to keep up with the deadlines. I needed to be on point every week. You know, I need these to be interesting. I need this to be this. I need it to be that. And it just wasn't flowing naturally for me in my mind. Even though the episodes were turning out great, the process is behind the scene. It just started to get away from why I started this. So I needed to take that break, and I needed to regroup and reground, revive, relax, release. All of the things that the podcast is supposed to be for, I needed to do on the outside so that I can get back to that on the platform. So I'm not going to talk y'all ears off in this episode. I know y'all want to hear another voice on here too. I am going to be bringing some homies in these next few episodes. So y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay locked in. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all next week. Purr. I walk in a tightrope. They be mad to see you winning.